Hi everybody, it's Ryan George from The Thing You're Currently Watching. Please enjoy this pitch meeting for Shazam, which I made a couple of years ago. And then you can stick around after because I'll talk about it and things and answer questions and whatnot. While you're doing that, I'm going to draw a wizard.
So, you have a Shazam script for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And with people's reaction to the overall gloom of the DCEU, I thought we could make this one a little more funny and lighthearted.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. I'll get Joss Whedon on the phone right now.
Wait, what? No, why?
To give him a bunch of money to punch this thing up. He made the Avengers, so it's a good move.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that at all. It sounds like the result's gonna be a disjointed turd of a move.
We're having him do it for Justice League.
Oh, you are? Okay, well, I'm sure that's gonna be great then.
Anyway, so that's a pass on Joss? You wanna handle the comedy yourself?
Yeah, yes, please.
Oh, you're crazy, man. That's why I like you.
Well, okay then. So anyway, the movie's gonna follow this kid, Billy Batson, and he gets put in a foster home with a bunch of other kids.
Okay.
And he's not really into it, but this disabled boy, Freddy, is like, what's up? Let's be friends. I love superheroes.
Oh, and Billy doesn't want to be friends?
Nope, but then one day at school some bullies show up.
Oh, bullies are always entertaining in movies. What are they gonna do, give a wet willy?
No, they're gonna hit the disabled kid with their car and then kick him in the stomach a bunch of times.
Oh my god.
Yeah, classic bullies, what are you gonna do?
Okay, those aren't bullies, those are literal psychopaths.
Oh, did I go too intense with that? Whoops.
Whoopsie.
Anyway, Billy's gonna step in and hit them.
I mean, anyone who witnessed something like that would step in, that's horrible.
Actually, there's a big crowd of people watching.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, they don't do anything, and Billy only steps in because the bullies make a joke about moms.
Oh, being a passive onlooker is tight.
Uh-huh. So anyway, this wizard Shazam is looking for somebody pure of heart to be his champion and give his powers to. So he's like, oh, maybe this Billy kid.
Because he didn't let some psychopaths publicly beat a handicapped student?
Yep, apparently that's enough to be considered.
Very low standards.
Yeah, so the wizard is like, say my name and take my powers, okay? Because I gotta die real quick.
Oh, why does he have to die?
Oh, well, because the bad guy Savannah messed him up and took away the 7 deadly sins demons that he was guarding and put them in his eyeball.
Okay, I'll just take your word for it that makes sense.
Great.
Although, couldn't the wizard have done anything to stop the Savannah guy from doing that?
Yeah, he probably could have shot a lightning bolt at the guy who was just a human, but he let him do his thing.
Oh, interesting decision.
So anyway, then Billy turns into a grown-up superhero.
Wow.
Yeah, and the wizard tells him, you know, you're gonna have the wisdom of Solomon, the strength of Hercules,
the wisdom of Solomon. So he's like super wise and smart as the hero?
No, actually, he's gonna be much goofier as the hero than as the teenager.
Oh, so that wisdom thing was just nothing?
Pretty much, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, he's just gonna be super goofy and love soda pop and candy and dancing and stuff.
As the hero.
Yeah, and as the kid, he's gonna be much more dark and sad and moody.
Shouldn't we try to keep both versions of Billy the same character-wise? It's gonna come off as two different humans.
Oh yeah, it's definitely gonna feel that way.
Yeah, okay, you're not gonna fix it? Okay.
So anyway, Billy teams up with Freddy to do a bunch of tests and figure out what his powers are.
How do they do that?
By conveniently stumbling upon random acts of violence.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, there happens to be a mugging in the park they're in, then there happens to be a robbery in the store they're in.
Oh yeah, okay.
But yeah, they're just gonna have a ton of fun with these tests.
Very cool.
Yeah, like, we'll have Billy do whatever dance is popular with the kids at the time of shooting, and Freddy's gonna shoot the whole thing and put it up on a YouTube channel.
Well, this does sound very fun. I have to say, I'm really enjoying how lighthearted and kid-friendly this whole thing sounds like it's gonna-
And then Savannah throws his brother out a skyscraper window to his death, and another guy gets his head bit off by a demon.
Oh my god.
And his decapitated body gets thrown out the window too, and from outside the office, you could just see people get massacred through the tinted windows, begging for their lives.
Why are you doing this?
And in the midst of the corpses, Savannah's father is still alive, so he has a demon just tear him apart.
That took such a turn.
Yeah.
It feels like tonally that was a massive shift. Is this a horror movie or a kid's movie?
Both. Sometimes when I feel like it, I don't know.
Maybe you should, you know, pick a thing.
No.
Well, okay then.
And by the way, these sin demons have to look really scary. Is that something we could pull off?
Depends what you want them to look like.
Well, for example, people didn't really like the CGI on Doomsday in Batman v Superman, so if it could be better than that, that'd be great.
Okay. And would you settle for much worse than that?
Yeah, sure, that works.
Great. So tell me more about this villain.
Oh, well, you know how in Marvel movies they do the thing where the bad guy has the same powers as the good guy, but he's evil?
Of course, it's one of the main complaints about the MCU.
Well, I figure, and hear me out here, we could do that too.
Oh, well, I mean, Marvel does make money, so I guess I'm fully on board the generic villain train.
Fantastic.
So what else happens in the movie?
Well, we're gonna have this thing where Freddy tells the bullies that he knows Shazam, but they don't believe him.
Okay.
So he's like, well, the superhero's gonna show up at lunch tomorrow, but then Billy flakes on him and doesn't go.
Oh.
Yeah, so Freddy
can't prove that he's friends with a superhero, so he just gets the biggest wedgie.
Why doesn't he just show them that he's the one running the YouTube channel where all the videos got posted, and his voice is in all of them, and he has the original camera they were filmed on?
Oh, I don't know.
Fair enough.
So eventually, Billy's gonna find his real mom that he's been looking for his whole life.
Okay.
And it turns out she intentionally abandoned him.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, they got split up at a carnival, and then she saw him with some police officers, and she was like, yeah, no, that's better.
You can do that?
Yeah, and apparently the police won't look into it at all. They won't ask around, they won't go to your home, they won't search for you with your maiden name.
Wow, I didn't know abandoning a child was so easy.
Oh yeah, it's super easy. Barely in
it. Hold on a second. Hey, honey?
Oh.
Yeah, did you know we could just abandon him? Like, just leave him in a public place?
No,
I know he's our son. I thought we could have a lot more free time if we... No, I understand. Oh, okay. Okay, no, I'm sorry I suggested it. Okay, bye.
Yeah, so my wife was not into that idea.
It's worth a shot, I guess.
Anyway, so how does the movie end?
Oh, well, Billy's gonna get progressively better with his powers, and then we're gonna have a big final fight between him and Savannah and the Sins.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, the Sins can do this thing where they turn to smoke, apparently, so they're hard to grab onto.
Wow.
And then all of Billy's foster brother and sisters also get Shazam powers.
Oh, very exciting. But isn't it gonna be hard for them to fight? I mean, Billy took the whole movie to learn his powers.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is the climax of the movie, so they're just gonna, you know, automatically be great at it.
Well, okay then.
Yeah, so it's just gonna be a big slugfest.
What do they do against the monster's move where they turn into smoke?
Oh, the monsters are just not gonna do that anymore and also be much less violent than they were before.
Oh, very considerate monsters.
For sure. So then, yeah, the good guys win.
Amazing.
Then we're gonna have this end scene in the school cafeteria where Shazam walks in to see Freddy.
Okay.
And then we see Superman walk in all his glory.
Henry Cavill's not available.
And then we see Superman walk in from the shoulders down.
There it is.
And so, yeah, that's about it.
Wow, well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and also, you know, sometimes suddenly horrifying.
Yeah, sometimes. So who do you think we should get to play the villain?
Well, villains are tricky, you know? It's gonna take a lot of work. We gotta look around, find the right actor, someone who could be menacing, someone that's an unexpected choice.
Man, that does sound like a lot of work.
Or, you know, we could just cast someone who's played comic book villains before.
Oh, that sounds easier. Let's do that.
That's a little wizard. There you go.
At a certain point, when you're a certain level of wizard, they tell you to stop shaving.
They say, whoa, you're getting pretty good at magic, but let's see that beard game.
So, Shazam!
One of the few major motion pictures with punctuation in the title.
Now that I think of it, more movies should have punctuation in the titles. Just let me know how I'm supposed to be feeling.
The Batman... Tenet? Question mark?
Sophie's choice. Sad face emoji.
As of this recording, I have yet to see Shazam 2 Fury of the Gods.
But one thing I stand by about this first pitch meeting is that I never believed that Billy Batson the kid was the same as Shazam the superhero.
They really felt like two different characters.
There's a joke in this movie that I absolutely love, and I didn't mention it in the pitch meeting, but it's when Mark Strong is up in the sky doing his kind of villain speech, and then it cuts to Shazam, and he's just like, what? That was such a beautiful play on those moments in movies. I was a big fan of that moment. I think one of my marks when I really like a joke is when it makes me a little angry that I didn't think of it myself. And that one, I was like, yep, that was right there. And that was really, really good.
Another thing this pitch meeting made me think of is when you become a superhero, it seems like that is the exact point when the places you frequent start getting robbed.
So if ever anyone watching this, if you ever get superpowers, please just call your local convenience store or dépanneur if you live here in Quebec and just be like, listen, you're probably about to get robbed.
Question time.
Hi, Ryan. Really boring question here.
I'm hooked. You got me. Great job selling your question. I'm gonna keep reading because that was a great hook.
I was wondering, how long does it take you to write and film a pitch meeting? As in hours.
In terms of hours, there's however long the movie is.
And then the big chunk of hours is spent on researching and writing.
I go through my notes from the movie. I look at how everyone reacted to the movie online.
Were there parts that people didn't understand?
How could I explain those in a way that those problems were caused by the incompetence of the screenwriter guy and producer guy?
Researching and writing can take anywhere from 8 to 10 hours.
It's what I care about the most, so it's what I spend the most time on.
And then in terms of shooting is the fastest thing. It takes probably 30 to 40 minutes total. And then editing can take 2 to 4 hours.
So whatever that math total of the numbers I just said, that's roughly your answer.
Hi, Ryan, love your stuff. Do you write out scripts or is your pitch meeting process more organic, like mind maps or ad lib with just a few notes written down?
The process is first compiling problems or nitpicks or plot holes with the movie.
I try to aim for a list of like 40 or 50,
and then I kind of whittle those down into which ones I can turn into jokes that I think are funny. I'm usually left with about like 20 to 25 jokes.
And then I kind of structure that in chronological order of the movie and explain the things about the movie that I need to explain for the jokes to make sense.
I don't know if that made sense what I just said, but that's how I do it. So it's extremely scripted, but sometimes while I'm shooting, I'll think of ad-libs.
But I need to really like the ad-lib because it means I now need to rewrite the response from the other character and possibly reshoot it.
So I got a lot of questions about the thumbnails with the big eyes and how that became a thing. There's really no rhyme or reason to it, honestly. It's just a thing that we did on the first pitch meeting and it just stuck. This face wouldn't have gotten any clicks. Nobody knew who I was. And so I think it was just like, what's a silly looking thing that might get people to click?
I mean, at least it's recognizable.
All right, thanks for watching. That's it for this episode. Say bye-bye to the wizard. He's gotta go apply beard oil.